Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, March 2nd. Again, if you'd like to simply have a conversation with Missy, 269-964-4044. One thing you have to understand that this process, this entire process, can be explained to you over the phone even better than what she does on these half-hour interviews with us every Monday from 10 to 10:30. Also, she will ask you questions about you. And because she's asking you questions about you, you're going to be able to give her information that will direct the conversation. The one thing you have to understand, this is something she's been doing for years. And she has the ability to explain it to you in very commonsensical way where she can, like, relate it to something that you can understand. She doesn't talk down to you, but she breaks it down in a very understandable way, I guess is the only thing I can say. Her God-given talent to love people and to be able to understand their situation is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So that you have to understand that this is the process that she does with every single phone call. She tells me sometimes she expects a call to last 15, 20 minutes. She ends up spending an hour talking to this individual or this couple. She gets engaged with them and she just loves to inform. She's a very giving person. But the thing of it is, her time is valuable. And don't get me wrong, she has a program for you, designed for you, and it can help you take your life back, which is the main mission of this show, to help people have a better standard of living, a lower cost of living, and basically get healthier. That's what we're all about. So again, if you haven't done it yet, give her a phone call. You don't have anything to lose. 269-964-4044. Now, I said I would get to some text messages because a lot of them have been coming in. Oh, my God. This guy is driving me crazy. I got to reply to this guy. I'm sorry. He's been bugging me during my show already. Okay, I'm done with him. I got an image here. Okay. This came in from Greg during the first hour. Just think of where we would be in dealing with Iran if Kamala Harris was our president. Oh, my God. Amazing. Mike, Patriot Mike downstate. Thank you for the prayer. I needed that this morning. Just think what we would have happened if the free world would have stood up to Hitler before he invaded Czechoslovakia and Poland. This is what the United States and Israel did to put an end to the regime in Iran. We've learned from our history. Absolutely. You know, one of the things I think we're looking at is the process. The process of what's happening right now, real time, in the world today. Donald Trump wants to protect the Western Hemisphere. We've talked about the Monroe Doctrine. We've talked about Greenland. We've talked about all of it. But now, for foreign policy, and to free up a country that's very rich in its culture, very rich in its history, very rich in its natural resources, its people, even their particular form of being a Muslim, different than perhaps being a Muslim in Saudi Arabia or Qatar or Bahrain, Yemen. All these different factions of that religion in the way the people have historically been at odds against one another, with Israel sitting right in the middle. Now, the Bible says God's chosen people, that land even, has been a source of conflict forever. Going back how many hundreds of years, decades, basically ever since we've been alive, you and I. And I'm talking to even some of you that are in your 80s, perhaps 90s. But the fact of the matter is, this is a critical point in our history. What they chose to do, starting on Saturday, many of us waking up to it Sunday morning, listening to it, watching it happen, unfold right before our eyes all day yesterday and yesterday afternoon, and continuing today. God only knows for how long is it going to continue this way. But Israel and the president, Donald Trump, they're going to be relentless. They are not going to let this be reined in and stopped. It's not going to happen. One thing you have to understand is the process. This process is going to be a situation where they decide that they will get this done, and they will determine the outcome. It's not going to be the Ayatollahs. It's not going to be his foot soldiers. It's not going to be the people stepping up now that he's gone and dead, along with 40 of his top lieutenants, that somebody else is going to step in and take the reins. Donald Trump is going to absolutely, I think, decide on how it's going to be. And they've got complete open lines of communication with all the other foreign countries in the Middle East. They're friendly with all of them. And if this ends up being a way for Iran to finally come into the 21st century, the citizens just absolutely standing up and taking back their freedom, in implementing a government that can run the country. Shah of Iran's son said, we need a transition team to lead it to ultimately a constitutional form of government. Whoa. Setting up a government with a constitution and having fair elections, electing the next leaders of that country. God only knows who that's going to be. Is it going to be the Shah of Iran's son? Somebody who's been living in the United States for almost 50 years in exile? Or is it going to be somebody else stepping up? God only knows. But it's going to happen. And when it happens, folks, this is going to be a game changer. Because now, Europe, who doesn't have the resources for its energy needs, are going to be able to buy energy from Iran, not Russia. That pipeline from Russia to Europe, it'll be shut down. There'll be no flow of energy to it. What is that going to do to Russia's economy? Russia then being probably the supplier to China for their energy needs. It's going to come down to Russia and China being basically against the world. You connect the dots. If you look at the maps, if you figure this out, this is going to be an alliance. And then it's going to be us against them, the world against Russia and China. And if it's done right, if it's handled correctly in the form of tariffs and other negotiations of trade deals, this could be a complete game changer. Very, 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 very interesting time in our lives. And again, the history books definitely will have this in it years to come. It will definitely, definitely, definitely happen. This is monumental. Very well planned out. So far, pretty well executed. And it's going to be world changing. Not just in the Middle East, but across the world, the entire globe. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
All you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's second hour. Got a couple of text messages. One of the things you just said really strikes with me, Randy. How many times do we have in our lives the opportunity to see a history changing events unfold right in front of our eyes, and to be able to watch it and see it and listen to the news and watch it on TV? Well, for me, it goes all the way back to November 1963, November 22nd, the day that John F. Kennedy was shot in Dallas, Texas. Where I was told by the principal in my kindergarten class, boys and girls, history was made today in Dallas, Texas. I need you to go home and turn on the TV and watch this history. The president of the United States was shot. And you need to go home and watch it unfold. Bell's going to ring. For those of you who walk to school, grab your belongings, your coats or sweaters or whatever, and get home as fast as you can and turn on the TV. The buses, for those of you who take the bus, are on their way. I am shutting down the school for a moment of prayer and for reflection, and I need you guys to watch this history on TV. For me, that's when history-changing events became part of my life. I was 5 years old. You have to understand that we watched all this history on TV. And this one, this event, I agree with you. This is going to be absolutely amazing to watch because of the impact it's going to have on the world. The impact it's going to have on oil prices, gasoline. What is it going to do to inflation? What is it going to do to affordability? What is it going to do with our allies? What is it going to do with China and Russia and their response, if any? One of the news reporters said yesterday that China has satellite cameras on all of our ships. that are in the Middle East. They know exactly where our ships are. They know exactly what they're doing. Whenever they launch a Tomahawk missile from those ships or they see a jet take off, they know exactly where they are on planet Earth. He said that we have tied in to their intelligence satellites, and we're watching exactly what they're watching on their satellites. And so far, China has chose militarily not to get involved. This is amazing, people. And it's happening right before our eyes. Absolutely amazing. One of the things that you have to understand is that we have lives. We have to continue going to work, running our businesses, doing what we have to do for our responsibilities. You can't just sit in front of a TV and watch every minute of this unfold. I'm sure by the time I'm off this microphone at 12 noon today, many of the things I've said have already changed. Or there's been new breaking news alerts that I don't even know about. Because my job, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, is to be on this microphone with you, to read your text messages, to have the stories about Michigan news, Michigan politics affecting our state. But sometimes world events take precedent over state events. And that's what we've basically done for most of today's show. Now, my last hour, we're going to start off with Rick Randall. Magnificent Monday. We're going to be talking about his book. We're going to be talking about something that will hopefully give you hope and joy and be able to change the topic, the discussion. Last half hour, I've got some news that happened over the weekend regarding our state, regarding potentially our elections. So we'll be talking about that from 11:35 to noon. And then I've got a couple projects I'm working on after the show. I'm going to try to absolutely confirm Perry Johnson being on the show on Thursday. And I've got two other projects I have to work on this afternoon. But that's what we do. You go to work, you run your business, you do what you have to do. You come home, and probably tonight, many of us will be watching news. And I'm sure, if it hasn't been announced already, if any of you know this, President Trump is going to have to address the nation. Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words Books author, and Magnificent Monday. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening.